This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
To the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn. Thanks so much for joining us here at CRN Digital Talk Radio. We are live coast to coast bringing you news from the world of sports. Along with me, the star of the program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the man who had two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the incredible Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, thank you for introducing me.
You're welcome.
Hey,
You're welcome.
We've got I pulled out three stories here.
Did you really?
A baseball story, a basketball story.
Good.
And
a football?
And a basketball.
A baseball.
A football and a baseball.
I pulled out a hockey story. So we're set. We're set for the
you
four big
out
ones.
A hockey story?
Yes, I get it. Come on, you got to get the four big ones in. It's hockey
Thanks,
season.
Guys.
The ice is fresh on the ground. The skaters are out, so we got lots of things to talk about here on the show.
Is it snowing somewhere in the
Yeah, it is
in the
somewhere.
Back east.
It
somewhere?
Is. It is. It's getting. It's the 21st is the shortest day of the year in the northern hemisphere, and we are fast approaching that. And then I turn into a smile machine because I know every day gets a little bit longer. Right now, they're all getting shorter, and I like the longer days.
We got about 75 days before pitchers and catchers.
Is that what we got?
That's what I see in
75 days.
Yeah.
I guess Kenley Jansen of the Dodgers, you know, he had that AFib kind of thing, and he had his operation. I guess he's resumed workouts now. We'll talk about that a little bit, huh? Is that one of your stories?
That'll be a short conversation.
Okay. So, we'll have it.
You know how many people I know that have had that operation?
Yeah. Well, you're looking at one. I had the pads on there. Didn't do anything for me. I still went out. Yeah, I got AFib. I have constant AFib. I'm in the constant motion. I'm a chronic AFibber.
I'm going to have to get you something here.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get you something.
Good luck.
It'll be a gift. But I'm going to get you something that's going to help you in your health issues.
Well, whatever you got, I will take over there. I will remind everybody that we're here every week at this time on this radio station or through social media, however you listen to the program. And you can follow Fred Dreyer. You can follow him on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. And then you can also get him at facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And then there's the old email address. And we do read emails on the show, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R,
we get
CRNTalk.com.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah. It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And you know, this career of yours, Fred Dreyer, continues to roll on. Of course, we talk about Hunter, career. Lance, which and one? you were just so superstar in putting together syndicated television programming. We had Agent X, we had Crisis. I'm very excited because I was on my computer the other day, and up flashed this thing saying, do you want to see this preview role for your movie that's coming out? The movie that's coming up in December.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What was that all about? Thank you. It was
intimate exchange between on-air star and producer.
Okay, so on-air superstar Fred Dreyer and producing legend Courtney, formerly Cadera, now writer. So anyway, this movie that's coming up, tell us about it.
What movie?
The movie, a Christmas movie.
It's the Beatle.
Yeah,
and it's going to be part of the Transformers series.
It is part of it. This is the beginning.
Yeah,
I'm
in the first part of the movie.
Do you actually sell the junk VW to the girl? Is that you that's selling it, or are you a police officer?
I'm a police officer. I'm not going to give it away. You got to go see it.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, okay.
It makes it bigger than it should be. You know.
It should be.
You know how stuff like that works.
How does it work?
Well, you know, you don't talk about yourself because people go, I heard Fred Dreyer talk about himself. So I'll watch it and they'll say, that's not a big deal. So I don't do that.
But I saw the trailer and that's how we can talk
about
the trailer.
You saw the trailer, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it's great.
You have John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena.
John Cena's in it.
Yeah, the wrestling.
The wrestling guy.
Yeah, this is going to be a good film. I can taste it.
I think I'm going to go back and start my career over again at 72. I think I'm going to get into wrestling for a couple of years and then go back into the movies.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think that they will probably...
bury me somewhere.
No, I think that you might, in the WWF, they would put you at WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, they would put you into this thing.
Yeah, I'd be Sultan. I have to wear a Sultan's outfit.
Yeah. So this is going to be, this is Bumblebee is the name of the movie. And
yes.
It is going to be a good one. And it's opening up, I believe.
Christmas Day?
Is it the 21st, I think?
Well, it's right before Christmas.
Yeah, right before Christmas when all through the house, everybody will be loaded up in the car driving over to the movie house.
Well, they will.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. So this is a new Fred Dreyer. Check it out. Everybody going to be talking about it. You can email him. Once he opens up, he'll answer questions and stuff. But not before he doesn't give things away. Now, you said you had some football information for us. Let's lead with football because we got another week here in the NFL. We got the bowl games going to be starting up probably one a day as they usually do here in December as we move forward.
I thought we had pushed past this players kneeling.
Oh, not so.
You know, during the national anthem.
Big mess up on Thanksgiving.
It led to a family shooting.
This was the story. In North Carolina, this guy was arrested for allegedly shooting his son after a Thanksgiving argument about NFL players kneeling during the national anthem. This is how crazy this country has gotten and how nuts everything is. Is it that important to kneel to get people all riled up so they take guns out and shoot
each
other?
You got to keep up with the cause.
Yeah.
You know, it's the cause. It's the cause. It's what you're doing here.
Yeah, well, the cause is you should kneel for whatever the reason, and we never even found out what that reason totally was.
Well, you know, Kaepernick said, I digress, where Kaepernick says that he protests white cops beating up black people. There it is.
I haven't seen much of that these days. I don't know. I'm not a black person, so I don't get beaten up.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is.
That's what he's going to tell me, but I say, hey, come on. Police got these cameras on them all over the place. It's very hard to get away with any kind of a beat up right now when you got these cameras rolling all the time.
Well, these people have special vision. They can see stuff you can't.
Now, Jorge Luis Valencia Lamardi, who's 51, he's of Cary. Is that Illinois, I wonder? They said this is interesting that this happened.
Cary.
Yeah, of Cary, was charged with a felony count of assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury.
Yeah,
this is
Cary,
the police responded to a call. They heard about a gunshot, an argument taking place at a home, according to the newspaper. And Lamadri shot his son, Esteban Marley Valencia, who's 21, following an argument and a physical incident during dinner. This is the Thanksgiving dinner. Things got out of hand, and apparently they'd been drinking. They had a physical altercation, several people inside the home, family members. The kid was asked to leave the home, and his father went for the shotgun. This is not a good Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Seriously?
Seriously, the newspaper reported this.
I've heard of people stuffing a .22 in a turkey so they could have it handy.
Was that... I have not heard of
this,
that.
This tops everything.
It's crazy. And Lamardi said, told the police he didn't mean to shoot his son. He just went for the gun. Why would you go for a gun? He didn't mean to shoot him. And he didn't mean to shoot his son. And he was just, anyway, this is, he threw a water bottle at the son at Lamardi. And he was firing, he starts firing at his son, striking him in the hand and the leg. He was taken to
the
hospital.
With the shotgun. He said, a big noise, man.
Said he didn't mean to shoot his son, and he said he...
I'm sorry, man.
He said the family sat down for dinner when his other son, Felipe, got into an argument about kneeling during the national anthem. And so this is what caused everybody to start discussing this.
So who was taking sides with the kneelers in the house?
It doesn't say. It just...
The topic was the guy takes a shotgun out and blasts his kid, didn't mean to, didn't mean to shoot him, but he went to get a shotgun and brought it back. So I think the intent was there.
Yeah.
And he decided he was his father, and he was so drunk at the turkey celebration that he started blasting his son. Because
the kid was drunk. The 21-year-old kid was drunk.
Both of them were drunk. Right?
Well, I'm sure the other guy had
You got to be drunk to shoot your kid with a shotgun.
Yeah.
So everybody's drunk. And they got the old man's got a shotgun.
Yep.
And you've got the kid, no doubt, taking sides one way or the other with the kneeling aspect. Now, I looked for the kneeling aspect on Thursday night football. You know, for Thanksgiving Thursday night, I looked for. I didn't see anybody kneeling. Did you?
No, I didn't either. But I think they might cut that out of the TV shot nowadays because it was the two sons arguing, and then the father got involved. And as soon as he was hit by a water bottle, because one kid threw a water bottle at the other, hit the old man. That's when he squeezed the trigger and knocked off a round or two.
Yeah.
So it got out of hand, and it was all about kneeling. But I'm with you. I didn't see any kneeling, and I don't think they show that anymore. That's a very smart move on broadcaster's part, and probably Colin Kaepernick will be upset about that because he probably wants the kneeling televised, wouldn't you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. See, the interesting thing, and I've always thought this, The Nike celebration of Colin Kaepernick's antics has died down. There's absolutely nobody trying to relive that. The liberal faction has realized it's a non-starter. They got to get off of it.
Yeah.
And you've got Colin Kaepernick now, who still doesn't have a job and probably never will have a job in football, is now looking for a conversation to join somewhere in Nevada. And we're stuck with the aftertaste of this bad meal we had here with turkey and kneeling.
He can head to Cary, North Carolina, because that's where they had this big brouhaha. Could have walked in and tried to calm things down. It's crazy. I say, let's just play football and enjoy football football.
I'm looking for Colin Kaepernick to go to Cary, Indiana, and say, can't we all just get along?
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
All-pro defensive end, acting legend. So let's talk some basketball. Apparently the Lakers and LeBron James, there's some things happening now where they're saying LeBron may be ignoring calls from Coach Luke Walton on the Lakers.
Very naughty.
And this... they're talking about this and you're saying, what does it mean? Is his patience wearing thin? Is LeBron's patience wearing thin with the kids? Did Luke Walton, the coach, not meet LeBron's expectations? What's the deal going on? And LeBron James, you mentioned it, Fred, if you're gonna sign LeBron James to your team, what kind of basketball are you gonna have? Cleveland Cavaliers style, right? You're gonna have the Cleveland style.
When you invite LeBron James, the big guy, to come in here to tell the Laker fan base that the championship seasons are now back.
You're right.
You're going to give up a whole heck of a lot about your team. You got young players who were developing in a way, they were running the floor the way Luke wanted them to run, and then you bring in a 30, how old is he, 34?
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, 33, 34. You bring that guy in here, and he's not running the floor for 82 games. He's going to go a half-court game.
He's kind of a slow style of player.
He's going half-court.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he won't make it.
He's slow, methodical, that kind of guy.
Yeah, and so... once again, this is akin to the blunder that the Lakers made when they brought Mike D'Antoni in here to run, and when they had a 33, 34-year-old Kobe Bryant coming off injuries, and they had people who didn't run the floor, and they had a team built around a post player. And so what do you get? What do you expect? It's like nobody sits down and brings everybody together and says, what kind of team, Luke, do you see us having?
What are we going to do?
If we bring in LeBron, what do you think that addition is going to do to the way you want to coach these players? What do you think the strengths of our team is, Luke? Tell us why we should bring LeBron, and also tell us why we should not bring him in. I want to hear what the coach has to say, and forget the grandstanding of Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson. This is total BS. They screwed up this organization. So what you're going to do now is you're going to wait till you get into 15, 20 games of the season. You're going to realize what the truth of the talent base is on your team, and you're going to now have to adjust on the field. Who's it going to be? You're going to get rid of the players? No. You're going to get rid of the head coach, and you're going to do, again, you're going to have
That's
another
right.
franchise takeover like he did with Cleveland.
Right.
And you're going to hire five coaches like he did with Cleveland until they find a guy who just says, what do you want to do, LeBron? And LeBron will run this team into the ground for three more years, might get you a championship, but when it's all said and done, the team will be just like the Cleveland Cavaliers are right now.
Well, and here's the thing with LeBron James. As we mentioned, it's his style of play. It's slower. It's methodical. It features him with the ball as often as possible. And so, maybe Luke Walton, as the coach, wanted to have like a freewheeling kind of run-and-gun style, but that's not going to happen.
But, Mike, remember, the reason they brought Luke in is because he wanted to come back to the Lakers
right.
and bring the run-and-gun high-tech offense.
That's what he wanted.
And then, hopefully, within the arc of his coach career here at the Lakers, he would be able to go out and get some of these players.
Right. Well, they got LeBron.
And have a fast-paced running
right.
deal. Now you've got LeBron. You got an old type of half-court offense.
That's what's happening. So the scouts have noticed that they talk to the scouts. When LeBron James is running the point, he rarely looks toward the bench to receive any play calls from Coach Luke Walton.
Yeah.
So Walton typically is just letting them call the game, and this should be considered a slight. It's just LeBron James being LeBron James. That's what you got now. That's your style of football, of basketball now with the Lakers.
Now at the end of the game, win, lose, or draw, they still have ties, don't they?
Yeah.
Win or lose,
yes.
If I were a Luke, I'd say, you want some information? Go to the front office and ask Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson what they think about what's going on in the court. Just go ask them.
What do you think they'll say?
They won't say. Nobody's going to have a conversation coming out of that press corps.
We'll have it here on the show, though. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us. In the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So a little more on this LeBron James deal with the Lakers.
Yes.
They get Luke Walton. He's going to do the run-and-gun style. That's what he wants to do, bring that back. And then they sign up LeBron James. And LeBron James is kind of that slower, methodical, he's throwing the ball, half-court kind of thing.
34-year-old offense.
Yeah, 34-year-old, been around for a while. The scouts have noticed that when LeBron James is running the ball, he's not looking to the bench to Luke Walton for any kind of guidance or anything. So they're saying when things are going well, if the team is winning, you know, LeBron James might forego how they've done things in the past and say this is good. But when they're not going that well, that's when you have a problem. And so over the last six games, Rajon Rondo broke his hand, and they have not played as well. And so now all of a sudden everybody's struggling a little more, and now it's quite evident what's going on.
Well, yes. And this is going to – they might as well go out here next offseason and go out and sign three – veteran people and just forget about doing this revitalization of the Laker franchise by running everybody up and down the court like Golden State. You know, for Luke to come in here and instill that and to expect to sign a couple of Golden State free agents this next year because they're going to be available. And what's his name? What's the guy's name at Golden State? The guy that's going to be a free agent here this next year after the season's over with?
I don't know which guy is going to be available. I don't have that list in front of me. But
what the hell's the name? Anyway, he's a friend of LeBron's. And probably next year, what he's going to do is probably have an opportunity to sign with the Lakers. And when that happens, you're going to get a whole new different type of a look. You're going to get LeBron. You're going to get a half-court defense. You're going to get a post player. And you're going to get everything. So this year, it's going to be let's do what we can do best to score some points and win some games. And however LeBron wants to do it, that's how the team's going to do it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. So DeMarcus, is that the guy you're talking about, DeMarcus Cousins?
No.
No.
The guy that was with OKC and then he left and went to Golden State. What the hell's his name?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank on it as well, too. But is he going to be a free agent? I didn't think they had that many coming up. I thought they re-signed a lot of those guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got a free agent coming
Looney, up. Maybe? Nick Young? No. Jordan Bell? No. Quinn Cook? I don't know.
The big dog. You know, the number 35, the seven-footer who shoots free throws. You know, who's at odds with half of his teammates all the time.
Yeah, well, they're winning anyway.
Yeah, well, they're a great team. But the point is, the Lakers management thought that's what they were getting. You know, the Laker management, it doesn't have the follow-through. And it's missing, you know who, Jerry West. It's missing Jerry West, and it's missing Jerry Buss, the patron saint of the Lakers, who would sit there and organize, this is the type of team we have to build for the long run. We've got to build a half-court team and get a good post player. Lakers have always had great post players. And they've also been able to run the floor with those post players.
You're not talking Kevin Durant. Is he going to be?
Yes.
Is he going to be the?
That's the guy.
He's coming up for free agency.
Yes.
They're going to re-sign him. Come on. They're not going to let him go.
It's not up to them. He's a free agent.
Well, I know, but they'll put the money out there. It's the Warriors.
You can't beat the Lakers.
You think?
They've got the whole total. They can give him $220 million.
Yeah. They've cut their salaries down.
Then he's not going to stay up there. He's going to come down to L.A. and play with LeBron.
Yeah.
And that's the whole deal now. I want to play with my buddy. I want to get out of here. Yeah. He's won three rings up there, and it's already been an MVP. So he doesn't need to do that. But the point is that the Lakers started down the road doing one thing, and then suddenly they decided to hop the fence, and now they're going to do something else. You know, this organization is not well grounded.
You don't think?
I don't think it is.
Well, there was certainly a lot of hope and love for this hope and change and everything else coming up before the season started, and now not that much.
When you watch Laker games, and I don't watch them that often, but when I do, duck in. I get the feeling that people are looking at LeBron and thinking, I'm waiting for something to happen. It's not happening.
Yeah, well, I think that's true.
I do.
I think that that's true because of the record of the team right now. Everybody thinks you bring on some superstar and things are going to change, and it doesn't happen that way necessarily anymore. You got to build a team now in the modern era of basketball.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, this is not a you've got to have someone like Rajon Rondo to run the floor.
Broken hand.
And believe me, so far, you know, if anybody would ever tell me, let's go out and get ourselves a freshman rather than a four-year player.
Yeah, have your thoughts on that? Just let us know. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. That'll do it for you.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
There it is. The brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Yes, sir.
Got to remind you, your new movie is coming up, that VW Beetle movie. What is it? Herbie? Is that what it is? A remake of?
Yes, it's the replay. It's the 30-year reduction of Herbie.
It's Bumblebee is the movie. It's the one of the Transformers.
You know,
it's going to be good.
I thought about doing a couple things.
What?
On the set of this movie that I was on, I was shooting this movie a year ago in Griffith Park.
Yeah, Griffith Park, California.
Yeah, and
the Bumblebee movie we're talking about here.
Yeah, and all the sequences leading up to me chasing the Bumblebee through the tunnel, having the car transform into the super beetle that he is.
Yeah.
And on the set there, they had a Volkswagen. I think it was like about a 66, 68 Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And it was ratty looking and everything. And I went over and looked at it. And I just remembered by looking at it how much, when I was a kid, I wanted a Volkswagen.
Yeah, when you got one. When you were a player in the football team, you had the Volkswagen van.
Well, I had the Volkswagen van, but I wanted the Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, you did, really?
Yeah, and I still do.
Why?
Because they're just, you know.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Well, wait a second. You're a big strapping guy. I can see you maybe in a van.
Nicely.
You can
nicely.
Fit in a Beetle?
Sure.
I'm taking the Fred Drive.
Have you ever
challenge.
Seen a Cooper?
Yeah.
You've seen a Cooper?
Yeah, Mini Coopers, yeah.
Yeah. I was in Oklahoma one day, and I drove by a Cooper place. Mm-hmm. I went in. I said, can I drive one of these? Sure.
And you were...
And it was a turbo Cooper.
They didn't cut a hole in the roof for you?
No. That was perfect. The seat sank down. It was long enough. We could adjust this thing for a 7-footer.
Really?
Sure.
You know, I could see... I remember a guy named Gary who had a Cooper.
Uh-huh.
Gary Cooper.
Right, a Cooper.
For those of you old-timers listening to the show, famous old-time actor, look him up. Anyway, so I don't know. You have a nice vehicle now that's got plenty of room. You see these big strapping basketball tall players, they always have some big rig, like some kind of an SUV. I see you driving an SUV. I see you maybe in some kind of an Escalade,
what?
The Dreyer Mobile. I see you maybe, in a Lincoln Navigator. That's what I see. Or a big luxury kind of car.
Lincoln Navigator.
I see you in a Navigator. I see
you mean a limo?
Yeah. I see you maybe having somebody like me drive you around in the back seat, so you could, you could just hang out. That's what I see. I don't see you in a Beetle. The van I could get, because you got plenty of space to throw stuff in. You could sleep back there. You could do lots of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But you still—that is your secret. And you know that they were making the Beetles. I don't know if they still are, but they were making some Beetles. They got the new ones out now. You should just get a brand new one.
I'm going to go on the web and buy
an old one,
like a 72.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
Mistake. Go talk to Tomas on our staff about buying old cars and then hanging out over there at Napa Auto Parts every day.
He gets the gaffer's tape.
Pick
a roll
apart.
Of gaffer's tape.
You can go to probably lots of VW parts at the pick apart. All right, Dodgers, Kenley Jansen, their big relief ace, and he wasn't as good as he has been in years past this year.
Exactly.
He's the closer, and he said everything went fantastic. He had this heart surgery Monday. Now, I think it wasn't like a real super heart surgery, but it's where they poke holes in your heart because he's got those electronic pulses in your heart, so they actually put a wire up there and make you go into AFib. That's when your heart beats erratically, and they try to hit it to calm it down. And that's what I think they did to him. And they found the problem. He said they figured it out. They put his heart back to normal. And he had a 5.5-hour procedure. And you got to do this early on when you develop this situation. Otherwise, your heart gets used to it. He says, what I remember is that when I got up, the only person I saw in the room was manager Dave Roberts. That's a big deal that Roberts showed up there, I'll tell you.
You have his clothes on?
Yes. He says, right. I hear his voice. I'm like, that's my favorite man next to me. That was awesome. And so Doc, the manager, Dave
that's
Roberts.
That's very nice. He drove up from San Diego, didn't he?
Yeah, drove all the way from San Diego to be with me when he had his surgery.
That's nice.
So isn't that something?
Yeah, that's good.
So it was the ablation surgery. That's exactly what I thought it was. It was his second in 6 years. I didn't realize he had done that before.
Skip. They call him Skip.
For his heartbeat? They call him Skip now?
No. They call the manager Skip.
Oh, Doc. They call him Doc for
well,
Dave
they call
Roberts.
Him Doc, Dr. Skip. Oh,
Dr. Skip. Dr. Okay. Skip. Anyway, so that's good news over there. So it should be good. Maybe you think the Dodgers could possibly get back in the World Series and lose it again 3 years in a row?
I think this
is it over?
You're pushing the baseball gods when you start to say, we're now really excited now. We almost won two World Series. They almost won one, and they came back with their effort. Yeah. They had us rooting for them, and they showed up, and they got beat by a team that was a juggernaut, and they're not going back to the World Series. So much changes in 1 year. So much changes in 6 months, you know.
Well. So, Kenley says he's going to be ready. He's going to be on blood thinners, so we wish him well.
He's going to be on blood thinners?
Yeah, you have blood thinners because once you work on that heart, if you have the erratic heartbeat, it could cause a clot, and then that's what you don't want. So you got to have blood thinners.
Oh, yeah.
So he said he's feeling much better 2 days after the surgery. He says in life, nothing is guaranteed, but the percentage is higher that this won't happen anymore. And he said he's going to need to exercise precaution, especially in the high altitude locations like Colorado, taking care to stay hydrated. He says, I'm aware I still have to go to Colorado. You can't be 100%. That won't ever happen. But this is the second time I'm doing this procedure. And once you do it twice, you're in better shape, so your heart's not going to have to go through it again. So good for Kimley.
That's what he said?
That's what he said. So we wish him all the best.
Well, look, we wish him the best, and I hope he decides not to throw the ball over the plate. And you know, last year I pulled my punches in yelling at him because I knew his heart was all screwed up. But this year, now that he's well, I can yell at him as much as I want.
Oh, brother, this is going to be a wicked season.
Yeah.
And when do we report to spring training? 90 days?
February 13th.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer and yours truly, Michael Horn. We have our fan mail segment here. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Hector in Chino Hills, California says, hello, Fred, big fan of the show. I grew up an enormous Rams fan and was absolutely heartbroken when they moved to St. Louis. Now that the Rams are back in Los Angeles and are winning games, do you see them becoming as popular as the Lakers and the Dodgers? Keep it up, Sultan.
Hey, you know something? That's a good point. You know, when I went to the Dodger Kansas City Chief Monday night game.
Yep.
People were saying this could
the Ram. The Ram.
I mean, I'm sorry. This could bring back Ram football to the Coliseum. And I said, well, yeah, it sure could. And I said, do you think because they left for 23 years that pro football in LA is kind of beyond recovering? And most people said, no, I'll just take a little bit of time. And I think that's what it'll do. It'll take a little bit of time. There's a whole 23 years of people not seeing Ram football. There's a whole generation or two that's missed out on this. Take a look at the people who are 23 years old here. They weren't even born when they left, let alone when they come back.
Yep. All right. Linda in Las Vegas says, other than yourself, who is or was the best athlete turned actor? What do you think? She says, I was always partial to Jim Brown.
Well, Jim's certainly a viable,
Owen Olsen
a viable
was good,
candidate.
Right?
Yeah, but there's a lot of them, you know. I mean,
Sandy Koufax and Don Dreisel were in an episode of Mr. Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
They were excellent in that, too. I think they were up for a TV Emmy. They were in that one, and the Mr. Ed. And
I remember, that's when Koufax took the thorn out of Mr. Ed's foot.
Send your emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Back in the Sports Lounge. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you spending some time with us every week at this time. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And I do have my hockey story, a happy ending here for you. Kelly Swatsky reached out to the hockey community for a kidney, and the fellow Pittsburgh Penguins fan delivered. There was a request for a donor that went viral. The Penguins had a game in April, and the guy was holding up a sign there calling all hockey fans, "I need a kidney, kidney, kidney," with her phone number on there. It was a she. And so Kelly put that up there. It caught the attention of the audience. And thanks to the Penguins' Twitter account, her condition worsened and the kidney functioning stopped at just 7%. Someone, after they shared the photo of her, came up and donated a kidney. That's a great story.
Happy so ending. She has two kidneys?
No, she lost one, but she got one given a fan.
So the kidney that was having a problem was the last kidney she had?
I guess I think so, yeah. So she.
Good.
That's pretty good.
Wow,
liking that. That's a good story.
You know, if it's not a match, they can use it, but they got to give you drugs, a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
So you want to get one that matches.
That matches. Now, speaking of matching, this Curtis Granderson, he played for the Dodgers for a while, a long time on the Yankees.
Yeah.
Free agent outfielder. What was he on, the Indians or something this
Mets.
Year?
He was with 17,
he was with
27
the,
teams.
Yeah, I mean, he split last season between the Brewers. That's right, Toronto Blue Jays and the Brewers. 37 years old, and he has become the Players Association Players' Choice Award. He's the three-time winner of the Marvin Miller Man of the Year Award,
oh, yeah.
The third time by his peers. And he won it in 09 and in 16. And first baseman Paul Goldschmidt was in second place, followed by the Angels outfielder Mike Trout. So this is a pretty good group that he's in, and he's the man of the year. This is the person that most inspires the players. So
is that what it is? Man of the year?
Yeah.
No.
Manny Ramirez didn't make this, did he?
The most.
Apparently he wasn't on the list.
Manny Ramirez.
He stepped on that guy's foot, as I recall.
What's the guy's name? Hanley Ramirez.
Hanley Ramirez. There you go.
Yeah, he was the comeback player of the year.
So anyway, this is congratulations to Curtis Granderson. I think that's
very
good.
Hey, but did you hear what at the end here?
Yes.
Free agent outfielder Cameron Maybin and L.A. Dodger outfielder Matt Kemp were the comeback players of the year.
Yeah, and then Matt Kemp did well, especially first part of the season. He was on fire. So that's good for them, too.
How about that?
Yeah, that's good. I like Matt Kemp. He had a good attitude.
That's going to help him get traded.
He had a good attitude when he came back to the Dodgers. And I, for one, was hoping they'd win the World Series for him, because that would have been a great story. Where he
win
was
it
there.
For him and win it for themselves.
Yeah, well,
should win it for me and you for as much
as
long as I went into that Dodger Stadium.
You were in a funk for a couple of weeks
and bled from the ears for that organization.
You did. I feel sorry. I apologize to you.
It was trying. You do know that.
I know
how much I suffered with this organization.
I know you've worked very hard with the organization as a fan.
Matt Kemp shows up and he lost 52 pounds.
He looked good.
He shows up in training camp. He knocks the ball out of the park and has a great first half. And then people are acknowledging, says you're going to be the comeback player of the year. You're going to get a reward. You're going to get a 10-year contract. And guess what? He now jumps into the cheeseburgers. I have it on a sound authority.
Cheeseburger.
After home games, he would slip out the back, slide down the hill to Chinatown to a hamburger place and sit there by himself and slug down about three cheeseburgers and go home.
Oh, come on. Really?
And hit the rack. Sleep with all that meat and pus on your stomach.
Oh, brother. Thank you very much, Fred Dreyer. That's really good to think about. Give us your comments. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
I have it on good authority.
I'm sure you do. They're the best. Pus, is that what's... Jesus. Delicious.
And then he would take the pasta to go and eat it on the way home.
Delicious.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back here, final segment of The Lounge with yours truly, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. A few more emails for you, Fred. You can send your emails. Fred will answer them for you. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Adam says, watching hashtag Death Before Dishonor. This movie is worth a look.
Hey, listen, you know, not too many people have talked to me about that movie. I did that in 1986 in Israel. We made that movie right after the bombing when the Muslim crazy people bombed our Marine Corps base and killed 257 Marines. You remember that?
I remember that.
You remember that? I do. I remember that. We made this movie as an homage to that. And of all the things that have happened between 1986 and today, this very day, you would think that the company, which was New World, you would think that that stupid company would release that movie. They would come back and re-release it.
Maybe we'll get people, our fans will get
going. It's just, you know, it's just, that's just the way the world is, you know.
Tam Fairchild says, at Fred Dreyer, hi, how are you doing? Just wanted you to know that I always love watching you on the show, Hunter. I love your show and always had a super crush on you. I think you are so handsome and would love to see you in person someday. You are such a wonderful, gorgeous guy whom I will always love.
You are so sweet, Tam. Thank you so much.
I feel the same way. Christy Roberts says, Fred Dreyer, I've been watching Hunter for the past 20 years, and to this day I still continue to watch it. Also, my dream is to hopefully one day get to meet you.
Well, Christy, you never can tell what will happen in this world. Thank you so much for listening in and writing it. I appreciate it.
Damon's Win 77 says, Fred Dreyer for Prez.
You know something? I swear I'm not kidding you. Yeah. I would be a great president.
I think you would.
Yeah.
Would there be a spot for me in your cabinet?
I would
cabinet?
Not be polite, and to say the least, when people say to me, you know, you're a racist liar. Yeah, there'd be a fight. I would actually drag some of these weasel Republicans. I hate these people. These weasel Republicans.
Okay, take it easy, though.
I'm telling you, these guys. I know.
Calm down. But
you know, they
bring the blood thinners.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I've got some. Got some for you.
I hear they give you a good eye.
We got to get out of here. Fred underscore Dreyer for Twitter, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, listen, it's always great to be with you. I look forward to being with you the next time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.